Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
You guys, this is your girl Nala, and we are sitting here in the den with Rice Official.
Yes, yes. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? Let's go crazy.
Okay, okay. So tell the people who you are once again.
So my name is Rice. My music name, anyways. Also part of my name. But anyways, I actually have my own business, Hustle Work Grind. We promote and also broadcast people's music as well as videos on our TV and radio station. So definitely check us out, Hustle Work Grind. But I got a song that I just dropped literally like the beginning of this month, and it was with Sean Kingston. So that was super lit.
Okay, and what's the name of that song?
Next to Paradise. Definitely check it out. You might be able to find it on my Apple. Right now we're trying to get some things fixed, so it's going to be on my Spotify, Amazon, whatever you like to listen to, it's going to be on that.
Okay, so tell me how it was working with Sean Kingston.
I mean, I didn't get to work with him in the studio, but it definitely was kind of one of those things that makes you like say, like, man, I want to put my best work out there, so that way I'm not putting out something that he isn't proud to be saying that he was a part of.
Facts. That's tough.
I think it's cool that like a lot of the people I like been around, and a couple people that I haven't even met before, like, and I just like showed them the song, they end up saying like, I can't believe you did that song with Sean Kingston. And not only that, they say like, your second verse, the first verse, it sounds good, but that second verse really goes in.
Right. So it was a great blend.
No, it definitely was a super big blend. And like, obviously from every experience, you like take a little bit of lessons from it. So it makes me say that next time I'll be way more prepared, and I'll be making something you might not even see coming.
What do you feel like was the most difficult part with writing this song?
I think it was, we had a time, it was very time sensitive. I had to get the song done literally within less than 2 weeks. So, of course, writing it, vibing out to the song, all that is shortened, because there's times that it's taken me as long as like 6 months to a year to write one song.
Right.
And I'm saying to write like I'm not writing other songs in between, but sometimes the quality of your music, like, it comes with like life experiences that you're living. So
right,
that's parts until later.
Right, right. They don't go for everybody though. They just be rapping about stuff.
Exactly. Like, some people, like, they can say anything they want because of the fact that it's not about their reality. It's more about anything that's available or going on in the world, or maybe someone else is going through. So like, it definitely is a lot of credit to those people too, because not everybody can talk and speak someone else's story.
Facts. So with the song that you did with Sean Kingston, how did you come up with the title?
I mean, I didn't come up with the title. So it was a collaboration between me, Sean Kingston, and this record company called getting the name right now. You see, you got me all flustered. But definitely we'll clock them back in. But definitely it was the record company that came up with the name, and it was based on like, I guess, a few different names that they could have chose to go off of, but they ended up going with Next to Paradise.
Okay. That's what's up. So we've been getting together with a lot of DJs and basically talking about distributions and marketing. How do you feel your distribution and marketing is going for you right now?
I think it's going pretty decently. We've got a few shows coming up, so like I definitely am hyped up to find out more details about those shows. They're going to be in July, and we're actually going to be swinging around to your neck of the woods. We're going to be in Miami within the end of July as well. So looking forward to that, and I'll clock you in with that date as well.
Okay. You're traveling all over the world.
Trying to, but like definitely, I think with the promo and marketing, it's going well, but always there's ways to improve and there's always ways to be better. So
Right.
we're looking always to improve on like whatever like companies we're working with or like relationships we're building with certain people because everybody's growing and it's just a matter of who we grow with.
Oh, that is big. And why do you feel like that's important?
I think that's important because at the end of the day, like I think loyalty is like a big thing. So if you're not growing with the same people, then like there's always going to be changes and there's never going to be, I would say like you consistency. If you don't have consistency, then like your foundation is going to be very fairly weak.
Right. That's big. Being consistent as an artist, you can't keep going missing.
Not exactly. So it's like, and definitely like as big as like people say this industry is very small as well. Like you might meet someone that knows someone else in your circle and you show a different side of yourself to that person and they go back to the other person like, I didn't know that this person was like that. So
Right. That's happened to me, and it just happened to me last night at one of our events. So I totally understand. I met one person at work, and then we both met up as Nala and and a model at the same time. So that does happen with you meeting people numerous times, especially in media.
and that's
We
what I'm
run into,
saying.
yeah, we're running into y'all a lot. So which I know you got some big stuff coming up. So tell us some of the big stuff that you have coming up.
I think
Really?
one of the biggest things I'm super excited for is I've been working with the Flutie Foundation, and we have a show that we're gonna be doing at Fenway, and I'll be performing over there. For some people that might not know what Fenway is, that's in Boston, the ballpark that the Red Sox be playing at. So, it's gonna be super lit. Definitely pull up if you get a chance. It's definitely for a good cause. We're supporting autism and trying to get the stars of the spectrum really seen. So, let's go.
Okay, that's huge. So how did you bring yourself to want to be a part of that?
I think like it's something I had to be a part of, like, and like probably this is like probably something that probably be super big to anybody that no like doesn't know me or doesn't even like realize it, but like I'm someone that was diagnosed with autism, and like that's like how it speaks so bigly is because well, so big is the fact that there's so many people on the spectrum and there's so many different versions, or like you can't just like label as this is autism because there's so many ingenious, smart, and people that are just like doing crazy things that you would never expect that are on the spectrum. And like there's people that aren't on the spectrum that are doing amazing things and that aren't doing amazing things. So it's like you got to judge people by what you're seeing from them and what they're doing, not based off of the labels that are placed on them.
That's true. That's true. So as an artist, have you been stereotyped in any type of way?
Funny enough, like a lot of times I don't tell people like that, like I'm on the spectrum or whatnot, but like people will like either come around me and like it's not a topic of discussion, but then you'll have people that we might not even be talking about music, but they'll talk about people that are on the spectrum or that are autistic. Not everybody talks about it in a negative light, but some people do make it out to be a disability, which technically it is. It's a social disability, and like definitely there's like a few things that are a little bit harder with like that being the case. But there's a lot of things that like people like me are able to do that might not click at the same time for other people.
Right. Basically on a learning mental type thing.
Exactly, but it's like it's so crazy because it's not like, oh yeah, like they can't learn or understand things. It's more of like typically it's like they find it hard to build relationships or like to form certain habits.
So being that you are involved in that and you are an artist as well in your community, how do you feel on bringing that together will help you expand more in life?
I think that like it's just like I said, being genuine and like just accepting like everything you come with, not like only the good things, but like some of the labels or the bad things that come along with you as well. So like it allows other people that might not feel as comfortable speaking out or may not feel like they're on the platform to be able to say anything, I kind of give them that voice. So kind of in turn, like it really like it's super cool for me because I'm on these stages. I'm able to perform and like make some great music. But at the same time, it's like bigger than that because I'm able to speak for people that aren't speaking.
That's the whole reason of my podcast. Somebody gonna hear your story whether you believe it or not. Okay. So with that, is that just one thing you got coming up? What else you got coming up?
I mean, like, so we were supposed to be going to the UK in August, but like we ended up delaying that to go in March because we believe that it's gonna be a bigger turnout and we know that everything's gonna be more tightly knitted and put together. So I definitely wanna get more people on board with coming out with me, maybe even like getting their brands on board because definitely it's a big opportunity, not only for me, but everybody I'm around. So I can't wait, and a couple of people in the camp can't wait. So we're just like counting the days right now.
So that's like a straight dream come true for you, because in the first video or interview we ever did together 3 years ago, that was one of your dreams. So how did that make you feel that you could accomplish that?
I mean, it's definitely super big, but it's like crazy because like you said, 3 years ago. So it's like, imagine the growth that I've gone through in that time. Imagine like even like where my dreams have expanded to, where it's like yeah, like I might have wanted to go to the UK before, but now like I want to be able to like be heard by a lot of people and be able to really influence change. Because I don't like sometimes I go on the bus and like I don't like being on the bus and like hearing all these different stereotypes about different people, not even only like autistic people, but people really judge people on these labels so badly, whether it's like the race cards or like the disabilities, or like we're talking about people that like literally are like going through the hardest struggles or don't have a lot of money or finances. So that's what I'm trying to speak out for. Is that not only am I here and coming out of that struggle, but I want to for people to have a little bit more compassion and think about it before they end up like talking about how someone else is in a horrible position, because we're all one day away from being in a horrible position.
That is so true. And in the UK, you definitely will touch some people. Those are some emotional type, supporting type people that's going to have your back. That's like one of the top 10 of my podcast is in UK. Yep, and that was one of my first interviews. I interviewed a dude from over there, so it was amazing.
That's super dope.
Yep, wow. Dealing with mental health. So if you could leave us with anything today, since you are constantly growing like every 30 days, what would it be and why?
So the one thing I probably really want to leave with you is, I mean, just live. Like, and it sounds like simple, like what does that have to do with anything that you're doing? Like, Like, there's so many times that, like, when I was feeling down or like that I felt alone, I just like didn't want to do music or whatever the case may be, and I thought I should quit. I just lived like doing things outside of like sitting in the house or like playing video games or just like watching TV. You gotta like go out there, whether it's going fishing, whether it's like, yeah, let me go with a couple of my friends and maybe we could take a jog around or a couple laps around the old school or whatever the music
Right.
is. Like, you gotta just live like you're like 21 every single day. It doesn't like, and even when you like get to an age where like, cause I seen someone that was in their 50s and literally like they was at Six Flags and they said, listen, the reason why I'm getting on that roller coaster is because I gotta live every day because of the fact that you never know when I'm gonna wake up and like my legs don't work the same. You never know
Yeah.
when I'm gonna wake up and like I might not see the same. So live, eat, taste, live like it's your last. So that's all I'm gonna leave you with.
Okay. So tell the people where they can find you at.
If you're looking on Instagram, it's the THE real REAL underscore Aroz, ARROZ. That's the real underscore Aroz, like Spanish rice.
Okay.
And if you want to look at me on Facebook, you could just follow me at like I should be under Rice, RICE, and then like you'll be able to find me right there. But
Okay,
definitely,
okay.
we lit out here. I'm on all music platforms under Rice, RICE, and you could just look up any of my songs. Stars, Next to Paradise, No Brady, go crazy.
All right. So you heard it here first, right here in the den with your girl Nala. I appreciate you for stopping in. As always, you're welcome in the den, right?
Thank you. Thank you. And definitely big shout out to Mama Rice. She's always the one supporting, always the one that like literally builds up these connections to a point where it's like I'm like overloaded. So definitely the biggest shout out to my mama.
Yes. All right, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Holla, holla.
Yep.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl Nala right here in the den, all the way from Georgia to Florida on Power 904. Yes, make sure you stay tuned in with us this year because we got so much new stuff coming in. Like I always tell y'all, you don't want to miss this.